I am on the phone with Jeremy Johnson, and she is the Eastern Idaho Marketplace Manager for the Better Business Bureau. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you. And we're just here to talk about, there was a press release sent about fake run scams. And can you just explain what those are?
Well, unfortunately, what happened is we had some people in Eastern Idaho sign up for what they thought was a fun run or a 5K, and it was called the Heart Shake Challenge. And they signed up thinking that they were supporting this cause and they were going to participate in the race. And what they saw was local businesses participating. And it was, like I said, called the Heart Shake Challenge. And they had a Facebook page. And, well, the Heart Shake Challenge has its own Facebook page. But this, unfortunately, this information that got disseminated was not that. And so, unfortunately, some people signed up and paid the $90 and went to the venue the day of the race. And there was no race and there was no people. And we just learned that that was a scam. And unfortunately, this time of year when it's beautiful outside and there are so many organizations doing these 5K runs and different kinds of things to raise money for the organizations, we do see scammers coming out and trying to benefit off that as well.
And yeah, that was something that I was going to ask. Is that something that happens not just in the summers because there's more races, but, you know, throughout the seasons? Do scammers focus on things that are happening around the year, or is that
yes.
just...
Okay. And, you know, the Better Business Bureau has gotten complaints about, you know, these 5K races and fun runs across the country. And a lot of times these things, people sign up, they pay, and then all of a sudden they'll get an email or something saying, I'm sorry, this event is canceled and there's no refunds in sight. And then if people look into it further, they find out that these charities didn't exist.
Okay. And what are some of the tips and advices that you would have to help people avoid getting into these scams?
Well, what we just really always encourage is for people to do their research. So many times we think, oh my goodness, this couldn't even be a scam. It's a fun run. It's going to, you know, benefit a charity. But the best thing to do is if there's anything that you want to sign up for that you're going to pay for, and it's maybe a charity you haven't heard of, or even if it is, you know, it never hurts to just take a minute, do a little research, maybe call that place, or email that business yourself just to make sure that this is like a legitimate fun run. And then also, if you see an address for a venue or something, maybe check and make sure that's an actual place where a fun run or a 5K could even happen. And also, one thing we always suggest when, if people can or if possible, is to pay with a credit card. That kind of gives you a little buffer and a little more of a safeguard than if you're using your debit card or cash. And, you know, once again, just make sure that if you are registering, you're getting proper documentation, you're getting, you know, the information that you need. So those would be some of our biggest tips. And you can also go to give.org and check out charities and investigate yourself with that as well. And BBB has its own charity review as well.
Okay. And I don't know if you would know this, but who, like, what age range do scammers tend to hit the most?
What we see our trends are that the younger generation, maybe 16 to 24 to 25, is targeted the most because they are just kind of establishing themselves, their credit, their information is just getting out there. But we are seeing that the senior citizen community loses the most money on scams and things of that nature.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.